You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the band Chantre and their new CD, Crystal. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, we're giving it up for the gothic rock sound of Chantre and their new CD, Crystal. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the band's founder, Alessandro Monopoli, regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their CD, Crystal, here is Chantre with The Moment My World Stood Still. From their CD Crystal, that was Chantry with The Moment My World Stood Still. Visit the band at their official website, www.chantryband.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the band's founder, Alessandro Monopoli, regarding the band's new release, and here's how the interview went.
The CD Crystal is a wonderful CD, and now that it's out there for everybody to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
I'm really happy about the end result because it took a lot of time making it, a lot of time to production and also post-production. So I'm really happy about how it sounds and pretty much how the reception from reviews are going back. So yeah, I'm really happy about how it's going right now.
I see. And what do you think is the biggest difference between Crystal and your previous release, The Emancipation of Elizabeth?
But surely the biggest difference is the fact that the first CD was completely instrumental, while this new one is actually with all the songs are with a singer, which is Federica Bernaccini, Francesca Bernaccini. And actually, I decided to make this new CD as a band because it sounds better, it is better for everything, but mostly because I thought it was better for the kind of music I wanted to do, and it was different from the first CD, so I decided it was better to have a singer and make more regular metal songs instead of instrumental songs.
And talk about how you settled upon Francesca Bernaccini as a vocalist. What drew you to her that made you want to work with her for this project?
Well, When I pretty much decided to make a CD which was fully with a singer, I made auditions and to find out a singer which was fine for me. And actually, what I thought I needed for this CD was not a singer with, you know, like a virtuoso singer like the Nightwish singer or the Lacuna Coil singer. So I was searching someone who could give the right emotion to the CD, and after hearing some different singers I had who sent me my resume, and I listened to them and made auditions, I think Francesca was the best one for the purpose of this band, which is pretty much transmitting emotion to the listener. And I think she did a great job, and I'm really happy. But I also know she's really happy about that, so I think she's going to be with Shanti for a lot of time.
I see. And you've also got on bass, please help me if I'm pronouncing this incorrectly, Lucia Esposito Misticelli?
Oh, Lucia Esposito Misticelli.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, he's Italian as well.
And what do you think he brings to the project that makes it work?
Well, actually, in the first CD, I played the bass guitar, but you know, I'm not a bass guitar player, so everything sounded like the bass was just completing, was pretty much filling the bass frequencies. Well, I wanted more from bass guitar because bass guitar is a great instrument, can give you a lot of stuff, can change completely the harmony of the piece. So I want the true bass player, and Luca is actually a true bass player. And what he did is actually introducing what a good bass player can do, which is sometimes he can decide the harmony of the piece, can decide what's going to happen instead of the guitar, and this is exactly what he did. So his contribution was massive to the CD.
And I think of all the people that I've interviewed, I think you're the only one who's, you know, whose musical background is sort of steeped in that of video games. So talk about that a little bit.
besides being a music composer, which I am for video games, and for also I've done some theater plays and independent movies. I also work as a programmer in a company in the UK called Codemasters, and in which I pretty much do music and programming, and other kinds of programming. But for the music, it's a lot different making music for video games and whatever it is, and music for the CD, because usually in video games you have a lot of restrictions in size, a lot of restrictions in duration, so you don't have, and you also have to comply with a lot of rules that are given to you for, let's say, assume you have to make a music for a video game, which is sort of sad. You have to provide a set of music that are fine for the designer, and he might not be happy with some decision you make, and he might be happy with some decision you think are actually wrong, and he decides, so there's not much freedom. While if I do manage my music, I can decide to do my everything for myself, so there's a lot more freedom, and I prefer that.
Visit the band at their official website, www.chantreyband.com. From their CD Crystal, here is Chantrey with Blight. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.
Got it in my soul.
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the September Artist of the Month, Nake Nulawaun and their CD, Scars and Bars. Based in surroundings as unassuming as the Rosebud Sioux Indian Reservation, Nake Nulawaun is set to turn the music industry on its ear with pulsating tracks such as Heavy, Always on My Mind, and Heart is on Fire.
I'm a storm on the mic, thoughts are born on the bass. Hot when I rock, cake, see the scorn on their face.
Scars and Bars from Nake Nulawaun, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out the band at Facebook.com and keep your eyes open for their new CD, The Definition, at Amazon.com.
Resuscitate, if I left, I'd leave you less to hate. I'm a beast, you can't domesticate. Estimate, I'm great, well, let's
With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Original Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Chantry and their new release, Crystal. Rockwired had a chance to speak with the band's founder, Alessandro Monopoli, regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Now, this new CD, Crystal, it's almost a concept album, pretty much. You know, it follows a complete storyline from beginning to end. Tell me what inspired this this storyline. I mean, it's quite unusual.
Yeah. Well, I decided to make... the inspiration came from pretty much a set of stories I was reading some months ago from Lovecraft, and definitely you can find a lot of references to Lovecraft's work if you have a look into the story of the CD. And the reason I decided to make a concept is mostly because it's easier for me to write music knowing what I have to describe, and deciding if I want to describe something, it's not easier for me to split it into a set of pieces which are going to be every piece is going to be a song, and it's easier for me to actually make this song because I know what I want to transmit to the listener. And so pretty much that's the reason, because having a story makes it easier for me to transmit the correct emotions to the listener.
And talk about your process as a songwriter. How do you go about it?
Okay, that's pretty much it is a sort of a standard songwriting process, but has some tweaks I have applied to it. Well, it works like that. I take my whole story, which is in this case is a sort of a horror story, and I split it into a set of little pieces. Every piece is a part of the story, and I decide that this part of the story is going to narrate the best part. And when I've done that, I pretty much assign a color to this part of the story, because I one of those what is the word? Well. I sort of see the colors, I see the music in colors, and so I found out that pretty much I can assign chords to colors, and also kind of music to colors. So what I do is I decide for a color for this song, and I write a song that to me reminds this color. And in this way, everything is consistent in the song. It can change a lot from song to song, but inside the song, it is consistent. And as it is in my head, it's just my head, but as it is transmitting the same color, I guess when I read the piece of story, it should be consistent with the emotions I want to transmit for that piece of story.
In listening to the CD, three songs jumped out at me the most, and I want to bring up each song, and I'd like for you to talk about the story behind it. The first one is "The Moment My World Stood Still."
Oh yeah, that's the first one. That's pretty much the beginning of the story, in which the character of the story is dreaming, and in this song he sort of getting something is going to be wrong, but he's dreaming, and he's not really getting what is going to be wrong, but he feels anxious and are definitely uneasy. And so the sensation I want to transmit with this song is pretty much this sensation of uneasiness and pretty much difficulty to almost grief. And also the fact that it starts with a dream, so it starts sort of dreamy, as it is in a dream, and it ends not with a closing chord, but it is suspended. So it should give you the idea that it's not ended.
And are there any plans to do any videos for any of these songs? I mean, given your background in music videos, I mean, in video games, I mean, I would think that maybe there would be a plan for some sort of visual accompaniment. Is that in the works at all, or?
Yeah, well, it would be great to have some video, but, you know, they're very expensive. So everything depends on how the CD will sell, how it will grow, how it will be accepted, if I can find some more support. If it is like that, I would love to make some videos to submit with the web or TV or something like that. But everything depends on how it goes. Basically, there are plans from a visual point of view. For example, we are planning to make a little book, a little PDF book, about with the story written in a nice way. So we would do it with images and nice stuff. So I think probably in the next month it's going to be available on the website.
And what would you like people to come away with after they've heard this CD? What would you like them to think and feel?
Well, I would love if they could pretty much feel what I wanted to make them feel. I think that, for example, in the first song, the sensation of uneasiness, that would be great if they could actually get what I want to say with my song. Without actually reading the lyrics, but just listening to it, and without even, but maybe just not even understanding the words, but just listening to the music, understanding in a great idea what I want to say, for example, in the first one, the uneasiness, in the second one, he's trying to understand the difficulty of what's going on, in the third one is the fear, the great fear of what is happening. And so, if the people could just get that without reading the lyrics, I would be greatly happy.
Visit the band at their official website, www.shantryband.com. Here is the band once more with the title track of their new CD, Crystal. that's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Alessandro Monopoli of Chantry and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.